This is the personal log of Space Corps Immortal Solid Light Hologram, David Hollander. After landing in my escape pod, narrowly escaping my ship's demise, I ventured forth to explore the planet I would end up calling home for the next two-thirds of a millennium. A desert planet. The only life forms, the most basic single-celled protozoa, and me. Relationships would be awfully complicated, but not impossible. As I stepped out of the landing pod, the vast emptiness struck me with awe and a touch of existential dread. But then, I recalled the tale of Alexander the Great. Upon hearing there were no more worlds to conquer, he wept like a child. And if Big Al could cry, then indeed I could too. And so I sobbed for nearly 2 hours. When my sanity finally returned, I repaired to the escape pod to appraise the supply situation. The pod had been looted from a terraform seeding ship. Among the supplies, I found two odd devices labeled eco-accelerator rockets. I held out little hope that they might improve my lot, but launched them anyway. For 6 days and nights, the entire planet was racked with storms, the like of which I had never witnessed before nor since. Then, just as suddenly, they stopped. In just 6 days, I had created my own world, lush and verdant. I was Adam in my own Eden. Yet one thing was glaringly missing, a partner to share this paradise, my own Jane, or Eve, whatever. As I pored over the escape pod's biological textbooks, my excitement grew. It seemed entirely possible for me to create a fully grown female clone using my own coded DNA as a template. This, naturally, presented a profound moral dilemma. Technically, she would be my relative, hardly the romantic ideal I had in mind, and clearly she would be unable to be my lover. After much deep soul-searching and reluctant introspection, I finally decided. What the hell? I'm not telling her. After months of careful nurturing, the giant clone egg thing finally cracked open. Something had gone hideously wrong. The clone was just an identical and very naked copy of myself.
Hello.
Undeterred, I went back to the textbooks and tried again. In just under 600 years, I would inadvertently create an entire civilization of male clones. A society composed entirely of me and my very own personal hell.